This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Good. We got a lot of work to do. This one headline kind of caught my eye. I guess Disneyland had to shut down some cooling towers after 12 people were diagnosed with Legionnaire's disease. Now, I was just at Disneyland. I was just at Disneyland this weekend. And it was awesome because it was all decorated for Christmas. You know, I have wanted to do, you know, Disney, you know, during Christmas time, and you can't because it's just too busy. You don't have time during Christmas time with all the Christmas parties and work parties and, you know, flu season to go to Disneyland, not to mention, you know, Christmas break. It's like really, really busy. And so we had to go out to California for a wedding. My father-in-law got remarried. It was beautiful. Man, I got to tell you guys about that. But anyway, so my father-in-law got remarried, and so we decided, rather than hang out with the family, to go to Disneyland. I like hanging out with the family, but, you know, I guess, you know, the kids want to go to Disneyland, and we always go, and we had tickets because we went to a charity gala, and we bid on a silent auction item, and so we donated to charity while at the same time getting tickets. So I was like, all right, let's go use the tickets. We have them. Let's use them. And it was nice. I got a post. I think I have a picture of Twitter of the Cinderella castle. I guess Disneyland is the Cinderella castle. The Snow White castle is supposed to be Disney World, and then in Disneyland Paris it's supposed to be Belle's castle. I don't know. You guys know more about Disney than I do. But anyway, it's really beautiful with all the snow and all that. But I got to tell you something, okay? So, you know how we do Disneyland? We're there at the start of the gate, opening of the gate. We are lined up, ready to go, because as soon as they do opening bell, we race to Space Mountain. Because Space Mountain is, to me, my favorite roller coaster. And there's always a 55-plus minute wait on that. So when you go at the crack of dawn, you know, right when they open, whether it's 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. or whatever, you can get there first with no line. So then you run down there, you hop on, no line. It is awesome. And going to Disneyland when there's no lines is the best. Of course, after an hour, you get thin lines. But at least you can enjoy an hour of not too bad lines. And so, you know, we raced from the beginning. And then when you get a hopper, you go from one park to the other. And, you know, honestly, it's worth the money to do the hopper because once the lines get so bad at Disneyland, you're like, well, tell what this, let's go see the other park. So that's fine. So we stay until midnight till it closes. Now, what you sustain during a day of Disneyland is not very pleasurable, okay? My SI joint went out, so I was starting to limp. I had major pain stabbing in my butt. My sciatica was acting up. I wasn't able to go poop because I can't poop in a public place, especially like Disneyland when the line is like out the door. So my bowels were like completely distended. I had a headache. My boobs hurt because my bra was too tight. Then one of my kids had a groin rash because you got wet during Splash Mountain and then the clothes rubbed. All right. Corey's like basically with his flat feet limping. And so here we are about midnight, 1 a.m. crawling back to our hotel room. I mean, by the time I got to my hotel room, I was rolling on the floor. We have blisters. We're dehydrated. We're starving because all we did was have sugar, so we're now hypoglycemic. I am rolling on the ground, holding my abdomen, my butt, and my sciatica leg. And we're yelling, happiest place on earth. Disneyland is the happiest place on earth. Let's go for day two. And we couldn't walk. I could barely get myself to the bathroom. We were in so much pain. And I see people do that. Watch. Okay, for those of you guys that don't want to go to Disneyland, but you want to be entertained, what you need to do is drive down Cotella or Harbor Boulevard in Anaheim. Try to find a place where you can just camp out and park and watch people leaving the park, okay? They are holding their back. They're holding their head. You could see prostates that enlarged because these guys are waddling. You know who has groin rashes. The women are like, oh my God, I am never doing that again in heels. And it just, you really look beat up. You look beat up. And we're walking behind this one family, and the kid is like, okay, you know what? My feet are wet. I'm hurting. I wonder if this is what soldiers felt like after World War I. I'm like, you're comparing yourself from a day of Disneyland to World War I? And I looked at that mama, and I almost smacked her upside of the head. But it was some pretty painful stuff. And in fact, I still am in pain. I'm in a lot of pain. But anyway, so then I hear that, I guess, there was a Legionnaire's disease outbreak. Apparently a dozen cases of a bacterial lung infection were discovered about 3 weeks ago from Orange County Healthcare Agency. The patients ranged from 52 to 94, had lived or spent time in Anaheim, and 9 had gone to Disneyland in September. Now, one patient who had a visit to the park has died, but there haven't been any new cases linked to Anaheim since September. Now, I'm not sure what these cooling towers are for, unless it's... I didn't notice any cooling towers because it was kind of cold, so I'm not exactly sure where they are, and I've been to Disneyland a lot. Oh, you know there's like a basketball court in the Matterhorn? Did you guys know that? There's like a basketball court in the Matterhorn. There's also like supposed to be a fancy club for rich people that is hidden somewhere near New Orleans. There's a lot of hidden things in Disneyland. There's like a lot of rooms and, you know, yeah. So very, very cool stuff. But anyway, Disneyland was informed of the Anaheim cases on October 27th after testing found two cooling towers had elevated levels of Legionnaire's bacteria. The towers were taken out of service November 1, disinfected, went back into operation November 5th, but then were shut again down on Tuesday. So they are making sure that they're going to be free from contamination. And basically, cooling towers are these evaporative systems that provide cooled water for various uses like refrigeration. However, not for drinking water, and the towers are not in public areas. So we don't know if these were workers. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But Disneyland is safe, and honestly, it is so beautiful in the winter. You got to check it out. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system. system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Great Vikings-Redskin games yesterday, I just have to say. I really love the Vikings touchdown celebrations. Remember last year they did Duck Duck Goose? You guys ever watch the touchdown celebrations? The news outlets don't like to cover it. You know, they'll just give a quick second to the touchdown celebrations because they really don't want to encourage the players to sit there and do that. I love it. That's like my favorite part of the touchdown. And so I guess last year, like when the Vikings made a touchdown, before he even realized he made a touchdown, he was already calling everybody over to get ready for Duck Duck Goose. And I guess in the middle of the in the red zone, they were sitting there doing a Duck Duck Goose. I think it was great. And then yesterday, I guess they did Leapfrog. And the choreography of these players, I think it's phenomenal to stop, make a touchdown, and then get everybody organized to the point on the field where then they could do a, you know, duck, duck, goose or a leapfrog touchdown celebration. I think it's brilliant. I think, you know, and you know, Antonio Brown got in trouble for twerking, and I get it. I get that. You know, when they really don't want people sitting there, you know, shaking their tootie. I get it. I get it. Yeah, I think it's fun. But, yeah, that's good. You know, bring back Duck Duck Goose. Duck Duck Goose was a real interesting game for me because, you know, you don't want to be singled out as the goose. You know, and it really ticked me off. Because, have you guys ever played Duck Duck Goose? Okay, so Duck Duck Goose is where you guys sit around in a circle. And somebody has to sit there and smack you on the head. And they smack you on the head. So they're supposed to touch you on the head, but these kids would smack you on the head. And they'd go duck, and then they'd walk to the next kid, and go duck, walk to the next kid, and you didn't know what was happening. And then all of a sudden, they hit you, and if you're called goose, you need to get up, run around the circle, and try to tag them. Now, I don't really know what the end game is supposed to be, but it's called Duck Duck Goose. So you either don't want to be goose or you do. Me, I wanted to be goose because this guy would smack me in the head every time I'd go duck. But the thing is they get all excited. These kids get all excited, right? Right when you know they're going to call goose because they need to be able to ready, you know, they need to sprint afterwards. And you can only sprint around the circle. So, you know, they go duck, duck, and then all of a sudden you feel a wham and they go goose because they need to push off of you. They need the torque. They need that momentum from pushing off your head to start running for the goose. And now you are suffering a concussion and you try to get yourself up and then you start to run around. And you start to, you know, you try to make it around. It's you fall on yourself. It's one of the stupidest games out there, but I love Duck Duck Goose. The other game I really loved was Red Rover. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Dolly right over. I'm like, Dolly! And then I would bolt. We are talking bolt. And with Red Rover, there's two sides, and you're supposed to hold hands. And you're supposed to not let the person break through. Well, there'd be like an adult there. There'd be a couple high school students. And then there would be a little three-year-old. And then there would be another high school student. So what you do is you aim for the three-year-old. And you bolt. And you break their arm open. All right, now I was like, you know, attack with this. I'm not going to break a nail over this. I'm like, let's just let them fall on their face. I don't care if they break through. And so with Red Rover, Red Rover, you basically, whoever, I guess, doesn't get broken as many times wins. It's a good game. Oh, what about Red Light, Green Light? Did you guys used to play Red Light, Green Light? That game sucked. Oh, my gosh. I hated Red Light, Green Light. Okay, so basically with Red Light, Green Light, okay, somebody gets to be in charge. And I'd really like to know who. I've never been in charge with the Red Light, Green Light game. So with the Red Light, Green Light game, you see, look what the kids are missing these days. These are fun games. Red Rover, Duck Duck Goose. So anyway, with Red Light, Green Light game, which I would like to see a touchdown celebration of. Okay, Red Light, Green Light. Somebody, I guess, tells you guys to line up and to start walking and walking fast. Okay? And there's an end point. And while you're walking, they'll be like, okay, green light. So you start to go. And all of a sudden, like, red light. And then you have to stop. If you don't stop, you lose and you're out. And so I guess whoever makes it to the end first without messing up with red light wins. Now, me, I mean, again, I build up my momentum. And also, remember, I started to develop kind of early as a young girl, so I had boobs. And so when they said, green light, you know, green light, they go red light, I stopped. But the problem is the boobs didn't, okay? So, like, you moved. Like, no, I didn't move. I didn't move. My legs are firmly planted. They're fixated on the ground. No, 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 you moved. In fact, you're still moving while we speak. I go, because I need to wear a sports bra. You're out. So I've always lost red light, green light. I never won red light, green light. And, again, I'd like to know who gets to be the one in charge of red light, green light. That's really ridiculous. All right. Anyway, well, look, we were talking about concussions with Duck Duck Goose and football. There's a reason for that. All right. I think it was on Friday. A few days back, Aaron Hernandez's brain images were released. Now remember, Aaron Hernandez was the ex-Patriots tight end, convicted murderer. And he was found post-mortem, if you remember, a few months ago, to have severe CTE. So, the CTE that with this chronic traumatic encephalopathy diagnosis, it's linked to impulsive, violent behavior. And we see this in football players or athletes, even veterans, who had severe brain trauma. And there's been some discussion if O.J. Simpson had CTE. You know, and one neuroscientist out of Boston University found that almost, 99% of the test subjects that she looked at had some form of CTE who were in, you know, pro football. So Aaron Hernandez has been undergoing a post-mortem examination of his brain, and some of the pictures, they're on my Facebook, they're on my Twitter, and they're on my website at drdahlia.com. And they're pretty graphic for those of you that don't want to see brain tissue from somebody who passed. This is somebody we knew, we watched play football, and now we're looking at slices of his brain. So it can be pretty graphic for some of you. All right, so I have a warning up there. But the images that were released show very severe atrophy or shrinking of the brain. And you actually see the shrinking in very key parts and central parts of the brain. So you see the hippocampus, which regulates memory, and you see some pretty significant atrophy. You see some atrophy of the frontal lobe, which affects judgment. And this loss of brain volume was pretty significant when you look at it. And you also see tau protein deposits. I guess you won't see it, but on a microscopic level, that was apparently neuropathologists said they found tau protein deposits throughout the brain. And the amount of damage that they saw in Aaron Hernandez's brain was never seen in that sort of age group. He was, 27 years old? They would expect to see something like that in somebody who was 60. Now, the frontal lobe of the brain regulates impulse control, memory, judgment, social behavior, and problem solving. So when you look at this atrophy by atrophy, rather than seeing a lot of the meat of the brain, you see a lot of black open spaces. The slices of the brain are on like a black background, so you could see much more black, which means you see less brain matter. So this chronic traumatic encephalopathy, again, is a progressive degenerative disease of the brain. We see it in veterans, those who have sustained repeated head trauma. We can see it in football players, soccer players, gymnasts, people who have had multiple assault events. And symptoms include mood disorders. You could be paranoid, impulse control issues, aggression, and memory loss. So Dr. Ann McKee, who is kind of heading the study, she's Boston University CTE Center Director, said we've never seen this in our 468 brains except an individual some 20 years older. So what she's highlighting is that Aaron Hernandez, being as young as he is, had some pretty significant damage. Now, Dr. McKee could not confirm that the CTE was responsible for Aaron Hernandez's criminal history. It is, however, strongly linked to behaviors that could be impulsive and violent. There has been a lawsuit that has been filed by the family against the NFL and the New England Patriots because Aaron Hernandez was only 27 years old when he hung himself in his prison cell. So even though the lawsuit is not blaming the NFL for his murder charge and conviction, they're blaming the NFL for him committing suicide. And he was at stage 3 to 4 CTE, which is worsening of memory, judgment, ability to do daily tasks, movement disorders, tremors, suicidality. So, first stage, you kind of lose concentration, attention, dizziness, headaches. Stage 2 is when we start seeing more memory loss, mood disorders, maybe some depression. There may be some explosive outbursts. By stage 3, that's where Aaron Hernandez was, where you had loss of judgment, worsening memory, suicidality. And then stage 4 is when you are really severely cognitively impaired, like having dementia. Very sad. The 1-877 Doc Belly.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, you know, this is interesting. Did you guys know that there's a Singles Day that I believe they celebrate in China? And I guess Singles Day was designed as kind of an informal holiday to celebrate single people on that day. You know how Valentine's Day makes everybody sick? Even if you are dating somebody or in a relationship with somebody, Valentine's Day is just so sappy, and I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day. I'm just not. I think it's a way for, you know, stores to make money, so go for it. It just, I'm not really a big fan of Valentine's Day. I'd much rather celebrate Christmas twice, okay? But I guess for single people, 11-11, November 11th, even though for us that's Veterans Day, November 11th is when China celebrates Singles Day. Well, Alibaba is, I guess, their huge Amazon-type e-commerce giant, okay? And they say on Saturday that sales soared past $18 billion after just 13 hours of, you know, starting their retail blitz. $18 billion in sales. I don't know what single people buy. Condoms? What do you buy for Singles Day unless you buy your friend something who's single? Maybe it's a way to hook up. Because if I had a single friend and I was single and I wanted to buy him a gift, he may be like, oh, you're cute. Let's go out. I don't know. Anyway, last year, after 24 hours, it made $17.8 billion. So that means $18 billion in 13 hours. That was huge. And I guess Singles Day is a bonanza of online spending in China. And for years, it has racked up more sales than Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. They said earlier in the day, Alibaba said eager shoppers had managed to spend $1 billion in just 2 minutes. The clock struck midnight in Shanghai, and the final sales tally rang in at $25,386,927,848. That's like a 40% increase. So, what does that mean? Well, it could be the economy's getting better. Maybe China's seen, you know, I don't know, some Trump effect. I don't know. But the economy's getting better. People really like to online shop. Maybe people want to celebrate the fact that they're single. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are loving being single. You know, I was talking to a relative who was single this weekend. And, you know, I'm like, so, you know, how's dating? Is it fun? Is it exciting? Is it romantic? You know, he's like, no, it's not. It's, you know, and single people want to be married, and married people want to be single. Do you guys notice that? Do you ever kind of follow that? You know, single people are like, gosh, you know, I'm tired of being out there. I'm tired of worrying who I'm going to have sex with. I'm tired of not getting called. I want to make sure there's somebody at the house. I want to be in a relationship. And people fight when they're single many times to get into that relationship, whether it's a married one or whether it's a committed one. Yet people who are married are going, he's just sitting on the couch farting tonight. And my friends get to go on a date, you know, and take him dancing, and they get to dress up, and I'm here in a muumuu. You know, it's always like that, people. I just appreciate what you got, okay? Speaking of which, so my father-in-law, he was widowed a few years back and was such a faithful husband. And, you know, my mother-in-law was a sick lady. She had a lot of medical issues. May she rest in peace. And, you know, so he took care of her and he was very faithful and he was an amazing husband to her. And I know I make fun of my in-laws a lot and I know I make a lot of mother-in-law jokes. And, that's not going to change. You know, mother-in-law jokes are funny. But because she's passed away, you guys haven't heard any mother-in-law jokes recently. I don't know what the time limit. I mean, how long do you wait to make a mother-in-law joke? See, mother-in-law jokes are funny when they're alive. It's not as funny when they've passed because now you feel guilty. And I do feel like my mother-in-law's ghost haunts me. I really do. I do. I think, you know, I'll yell at my husband and then all of a sudden something bad will happen. Like I'll trip on something or I'll cut myself and then I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, you know, Corey's mother is around. So then I go and I apologize to Corey and everything's fine. So I believe people are guardian angels and they come back and they watch over you and whatever. So, you know, Corey's mom is keeping me in line. And again, may she rest in peace. She really was a good woman. She really was. So, his dad had found a new love and they have been on cloud nine, and they got married. And it's kind of interesting because you don't really see a lot of the older generation get married. You know, many of them from the, you know, 1960s Woodstock days and, you know, free love, you would think they'd be very, very okay with, you know, shacking up or, you know, not, you know, committing a relationship. But then you have other people who are old school, the traditionalists. And with the traditionalists, it was a no-brainer. They wanted to get married. So this weekend, I have pictures up on my private Facebook. I'll see if they let me put it out there. I don't know if they want me even talking about their private life, but I do anyway because, again, they're in-laws. I do what I want to when it comes to my in-laws. But, very good people. I love his new bride. I think she is amazing. And when you saw them up there getting married, and the giddiness, you know, because I've been to tons of weddings and they're usually in their 20s and, you know, they're all big eyed and wide eyed and they're all happy and you're sitting there going, oh, you do not know what the hell you're getting into. You know, run now. Like, you're happy now. Give it 3 hours. Okay. You know, oh man, it's going to be rough, but you're like, you know what? Let them enjoy the moment now, even if it's a moment, even if it's a fleeting moment. But what was very interesting is watching two seniors get married. They don't have the pressures, and they've told me this, they don't have the pressures of in-laws, a mother-in-law or a father-in-law. They don't have the pressures of, okay, what religion are we going to raise our kids? Or what are we going to do with the kids? Or if we get a divorce, who's going to do? You know, they just, it was a very low-maintenance, stress-free sort of entering into holy matrimony. Whereas, you know, when I got married with my husband, it was big turmoil. There were in-law issues and the wedding was expensive and I was trying to go to medical school and we had student loans and I'm like, I don't want to spend money on a wedding. I want a very small wedding and, you know, it was just a bunch of stupid stuff. And we're like, oh my God, are we going to make it? What are we going to do with kids? You know, are you going to be a good mother? Are you going to be a good father? All that stuff. You don't have that when you're a senior, you know? And so I got to see a very stress-free, lovely, you know, wedding. And so, you know, for two older people that are out there dating, and by older, over 70, and we could say older, even though you're just barely above middle age. Yeah, you know, yeah, look, I'm older. We're all older. It's okay. It's not an insult. You know, remarrying is not a bad thing to do. You know, everybody's kind of concerned about, oh, well, what about, you know, the will and, you know, the kids. Now, trust me, there is baggage. You know, whenever you marry somebody, and we've talked about this, I think one of my listeners was worried that their father was dating somebody that they were worried about was more of a gold digger. I mean, okay, yeah, there are those cases out there, and they're rare. But, you know, for the most part, older people may really want to, you know, not be alone. And the idea of, well, we're just going to date and we're just going to live together. And, you know, for some, it's really, really attractive and they don't have to go through all the rigmarole of, you know, the money and the prenup and things like that. But when it comes to, you know, two people just wanting to start a new chapter, I think it's beautiful. Anybody that thinks about wanting to get married, I just saw so much beauty, and it was really cool. No, there was an open bar. What they had was, they had like bottles of wine and stuff, and we had to drive back to Vegas, so we weren't really gonna drink. So I'm sober. It really was beautiful. It was a nice wedding. Alright guys, when we come back, your binge watching Netflix could put you at risk for a blood clot. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly here, two people were stabbed while trying to stop a theft at Mall of America, which is in Bloomington, Minnesota. And this is pretty scary stuff. Okay, apparently at about 6:45 p.m. yesterday in the men's department at Macy's, okay, Mall of America is huge. I believe they are going to be closed on Thanksgiving. They're one of the very few retailer places that will, because they, you know, aren't going to kind of give into this whole, you know, well, we're trying to make a lot of money on Black Friday type of thing. But they've been in the news before, the Great Mall. And apparently at about 6:45 p.m., somebody had tried something on in the first floor fitting room. And then wanted to go outside to show his family. Okay, do you like this? Yeah, and men are like that. You know, men, are, you know, they won't buy anything unless their wife approves, you know, or, you know, the family members approve, because they want to look good, and they don't want the wife to say you're not wearing that. They don't want to spend money on something that the wife isn't going to let them wear. So my husband will do that too. He hates, you know, changing his clothes in the fitting room, but he'll do that. He'll come out and say, do you like it? And I'm like, no, I hate it. He's like, fine. Even if he loves it, doesn't matter. It only matters what I say. Then he comes out and goes, oh, I can't stand this. I go, oh, I love it. I love it. All right, fine, I'll buy it. Men are great that way. It's awesome. But anyway, so he briefly left to show his family or whoever, see if they like it. And I guess the suspect started to steal some of his belongings. My guess, probably like his wallet. So it wasn't so much things that were property in the department store. I think he went in to steal his wallet. I don't know. They don't say. When the customer returned to the fitting room and discovered the theft, the robber was still there, pulled out a knife, and stabbed him. Now, one of the customer's family members heard the altercation and intervened, and they also got stabbed in the process. Now, both victims have been taken to the hospital with stab wounds. Luckily, they were not life-threatening. And the gentleman was a 20-year-old gentleman by the name of Mahad Abidiaziz Abidirahman of Minneapolis. And apparently he's being held right now on 2 counts of first-degree assault and had superficial injuries. So looks like what happened is, while he was stabbing, the other the victims, as well as other family members, subdued the suspect and disarmed him. And then shortly after the stabbing was reported, several police cars converged on Macy's, etc. And so, scary stuff. When these things happen, okay, first of all, Minnesota is, okay, people are nice in Minnesota. It's in the Midwest. Okay, it's starting to get a little chilly up there. My network is out there. I mean, Blake is out there. There is no, you know, you're not supposed to have bad guys or bad girls out there doing this kind of stuff, okay? You know, you're talking about, a mall, and not even a mall, it's the fitting room. And what really bothers me about these stabbings or these, you know, assaults is, you know, whenever bad things happen, you go, okay, well, this is what we're going to do to protect ourselves, okay? We're going to, corner off crowds so they're not right by the cars, so cars can't jump the sidewalk and hit the crowd. You know, there are things you could do to prevent further mayhem. But when it's something like you being in a Midwestern mall, named Mall of America, I mean, how cool is that? And you're trying on clothes, and somebody comes into your room to steal something and stab you. This is random, crazy stuff. I don't know. Now, you know, some people say, well, drugs or something prompted them to figure out how to get money. And, you know, if I was a thief, that does make sense. When do people leave their wallets or purses unattended? Well, they do that in the fitting rooms. I've done that. I'll have my purse. I'm going to usually cover the purse up with the clothes, and then I'll go out and I'll show my husband. And he's like, I don't care. I'm like, no, but does this dress make my butt look big? No? Good. Good, I'll buy it. We did the same thing. So, you know, sad. And, hope the family members are okay, but crazy, crazy stuff. All right. Also crazy. We love binge watching television now. The big thing of the 2000s and now the 2010s, I should say, actually the 2010s, are these streaming services where when you watch a show and there's a cliffhanger at the end of the show, you don't have to wait a whole week. Remember when we used to watch Dallas? Who Shot JR? We had to wait a whole entire season. We had to wait almost a whole entire year to figure out who shot, it was Crystal, wasn't it? Anyway, we had to figure out a whole year to find out who shot JR. Bo Duke, I forget on Dukes of Hazzard what the cliffhanger was, but something happened with Bo Duke, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to see the next episode of the next season. And so, we don't like that. Remember, we are a society now where we don't want to wait. Okay, we want to eat now. We want to get our fast food now. We want to get our you know, letter in the mail now by email. Okay, and, you know, I want to know what you're thinking. Text me back now. I'm not going to wait till I get home and I have access to a telephone. Oh, my gosh. If I had to live back in the 80s, my kids asked me, if I ever had to go back to the 1980s, would I? Knowing what I know now and, you know, who won the Super Bowl and that kind of thing, you know, just like Back to the Future 2. And I'm like, no, because I couldn't wait to get home to use a telephone. I would never leave the house because I would want to be by the telephone the whole time. You know, it's crazy, you know, how we are. But, you know, that's why streaming services like Netflix and Amazon Prime, you know, are able to be as successful as they are because they know what we want. Well, a study came out saying if you watch TV very often, your risk of venous thromboembolism, or VTE, jumped by 70 to 80%. Now, basically, it's a type of blood clot that could block blood flow to a vein, according to the American Heart Association. Now, about 300,000 to 600,000 Americans every year get a blood clot. Now, in this study, researchers from the University of Vermont's Larner Medical College looked at 15,000 adults who were between the ages of 45 and 64 when the study began, and the study began back in the late 80s. And they asked subjects to rate their television viewing frequency as never, seldom, sometimes, often, or very often. And after 20 years follow-up, 700 of these 15,000 had blood clots. And what they concluded, after accounting for a variety of things, is that watching television in the more often category increased the often or very often category increased their rate by close to 70-80%. Now, what was very interesting is even if those people were exercising and doing aerobics or the Jane Fonda workout video, they were still at risk for blood clots. Now, what is regular exercise? Regular exercise, according to UPI.com and what we've talked about, is 150 minutes of moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise a week. They still had increased risk, 80%. Those that exercise. Now, they're not saying if you watch TV, you're going to get a blood clot. But they found that the longer, you know, there's more of a relationship between that. If you're obese, even a higher risk. Lack of movement while watching TV means stasis. And because remember, we were never designed that way. As, you know, in caveman days, we were designed to get up, hunt and gather, chase a zebra. That's what we were designed to do. We didn't have playpens for our babies. We didn't have playpens back then. The babies would walk around in an area and the moms would sit there and run around and make sure. Now we just stick the baby in a playpen. It's great for us because then we could sit and watch TV. So if you're obese, you have the highest risk of getting a blood clot. Now, what are the risk factors for blood clot? Well, if you smoke, that's bad. Prior blood clots, cancer. If you have, if you were on a long flight, prolonged immobility, like watching TV, hospital stays. Pregnant women are more prone if you're over 60. And prolonged sitting has also been linked to cancer, diabetes, heart disease. So we really got to get off our butts. So what we suggest is make sure you stretch while you watch TV. Get up. Right, maybe every hour, get up for 5 minutes, just like we tell you to do at work. Right? Maybe watch TV while being on a treadmill. That's what I do. All right, maybe step up and down on a footstool, but you got to increase your circulation. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.